Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu reaches Auckland on a three-day state visit to New Zealand. Government aims to take IT industry to Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities of the country to ensure every citizen gets benefit of IT revolution. CBI takes over probe into deaths of three IAS aspirants in flooded basement of a coaching center in Delhi. In Bangladesh, after major reshuffle in the top level of army, new authorities reconstitute police force of the country. IMD forecast widespread rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the next 4 days. India's ace grappler Vinesh Fogart disqualified from Paris Olympics for being overweight by a few grams. And in cricket, third and final ODI between India and host Sri Lanka to be played in Colombo this afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu has reached Auckland, New Zealand this afternoon on a three-day state at the invitation of the Governor-General, Dame Cindy Kiro. The visit will provide further impetus to India-New Zealand bilateral relations. Our correspondent covering the President's visit has filed this report.
President Draupadi Murmu's state visit to New Zealand will cover wide-ranging issues over the next 2 days. She will hold bilateral meetings with the Governor-General Dame Cindy Kiro and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The President is scheduled to address an international education conference in Wellington, where India is the guest of honour. She will also interact with the Indian diaspora and Friends of India at a community reception in Auckland. The state visit is expected to give further impetus to the growing relations in a large number of areas. Sri Sai for Akashvani News from New Zealand.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has asserted that India will become the third largest economy in the world within 2 years. He said the country has reached the fifth spot in the global economy. Speaking at the 10th International Handloom Day event organized in New Delhi today, the Vice President said the nation is on the rise and this rise is unstoppable. Advocating economic nationalism, Mr. Dhankar said, it is fundamental to a country's economic growth. He said economic nationalism will help in saving foreign exchange and generating employment and entrepreneurship opportunities in the country.
Dhankar ka divas suna gaya. Kyun? Iski bhari aavashyakta hai. Aaj ke din aap dekhenge ki Pradhan Mantri ji ne ek nara aur diya tha. Be vocal for local. Uska aham ang hai Dhankar ka iske utpad. Ki jo हथकरघा से उत्पाद हो सकता है उसका आयात हम करते हैं विदेशों से कितना फॉरेन एक्सचेंज इसमें जाता है आई देयरफॉर स्ट्रांगली एडवोकेट इकोनॉमिक नेशनलिज्म
ऑन दिस ओकेजन मिस्टर धनकर प्रेजेंटेड संत कबीर अवार्ड्स एंड नेशनल हैंडलूम अवार्ड्स टू हैंडलूम वीवर्स फॉर द आउटस्टैंडिंग कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन इन द हैंडलूम सेक्टर अर्लियर टेक्सटाइल मिनिस्टर गिरिराज सिंह सेड द हैंडलूम सेक्टर प्रमोट्स सस्टेनेबिलिटी एंड रूरल एम्प्लॉयमेंट He said the country has 90% contribution in global handloom trade. Commerce and Industries Minister Piyush Goyal today urged the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC countries, for faster negotiations of Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Delivering the keynote address at the BIMSTEC Business Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that despite each member's economic prowess, the trade between the BIMSTEC countries is small. He noted that the member countries and business leaders need to reassess priorities regarding proposed FTA. The minister called for a BIMSTEC desk in each nation and to focus on partnership in supply chains, e-commerce, digital public infrastructure and food security. Talking to media, Mr. Goyal hoped that during the summit, the governments will have to work together to find better pathways. Government is planning to take the IT industry to Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities of the country to ensure that every citizen gets the benefit of the IT revolution. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State of Electronic and IT Jitin Prasad said government will take more initiative to increase connectivity in rural India and setting up IT hubs.
And the government planned to take this initiative to the tier 2 and tier 3 cities. And I can tell you that the STPI parks, which are 65 in number, out of that 57 are in tier 2 and tier 3 cities. And we trying to take it further to decongest the already congested IT hubs such as Bangalore, Hyderabad and other cities that we've seen. And I can assure you that more initiatives will be taken for rural India and their connectivity and setting up IT hubs.
Mr. Prasad said 54 lakh employment have been generated in the IT sector, and out of which 37% are women employees. Government has said that 1 crore 48 lakh candidates have been trained under the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana till date. The scheme was started in 2015 for imparting skill development training to youth across the country. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Jayant Chaudhary, said, the training has helped them to get employment. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the Finance Bill 2024. Participating in the discussion, Jagdambika Pal of the BJP said, the Finance Bill will help in achieving the targets set in this year's budget for making India a developed nation. He said the present budget will simplify the taxation system in the country. He lauded the government's decision of abolishing the angel tax, saying it will provide big relief to the country's startups ecosystem. He said the government is working to make the country the third largest economy of the world. Muhammad Hamdullah Saeed of the Congress alleged that the government is giving more leverage to corporates and the tax liabilities are less as compared to taxes paid by the people. He urged the government to relook its decision related to the indexation issue. The discussion is underway. K. Kailashanathan today took oath as the Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry today. Acting Chief Justice of the Madras High Court, D. Krishna Kumar, administered him the oath of office in secrecy at the swearing-in ceremony held at the Raj Nivas. CBI has taken over the probe into the deaths of three IAS aspirants who drowned in a flooded basement of a coaching centre in Delhi. Earlier, Delhi police was investigating the matter. Recently, three IAS aspirants had passed away inside the basement of a coaching centre in old Rajindranagar in the national capital. The Union Home Ministry had also constituted a committee to inquire into the incident. The committee is to inquire into the reasons, fix responsibility, suggest measures and recommend policy changes. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Bangladesh, after major reshuffle in the top level of army, new authorities have reconstituted the police force of the country today. The new regime replaced the additional Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Harun R. Rashid, as Director General of Rapid Action Battalion with AKM Shahidur Rahman, while Mohammed Moinul Hassan has been appointed as a new Commissioner of Dhaka Metropolitan Police, DMP. The Public Security Division under the Minister of Home Affairs issued a notification in this regard. Earlier, Bangladesh President Mohammed Shahabuddin dissolved the parliament and appointed Nobel laureate Mohammed Yunus as the head of an interim government. In a major reshuffle in the top level of the army, Major General Ziaul Ehsan was relieved from his post, while Lieutenant General M. Saiful Islam was transferred to the Foreign Ministry. In another development, Bangladesh Nationalist Party chairperson Begum Khalida Zia was released from house arrest. Meanwhile, incidents of violence were reported overnight in many parts of the country. Non-essential staff and families of the Indian High Commission in Dhaka have returned to India from Bangladesh on voluntary basis through commercial flight. Sources said all diplomats remain in the High Commission and High Commission remains functional. The nation is paying tribute to distinguished poet, writer of repute, great philosopher, social reformer and educationist Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore on his death anniversary today. Remembering the Nobel laureate and composer of India's national anthem, Home Minister Amit Shah in a social media post said, Gurudev not only inspired the society towards self-culture, tradition and awareness of India through his creations, but also provided a new energy to the freedom movement by instilling a sense of self-respect among the countrymen. Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy and Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Prahlad Joshi also paid glowing tribute to the distinguished poet. Tagore is renowned for his immense contribution in the field of literature, music and art. The National Anthem of India is composed by Rabindranath Tagore. Gurudev Tagore made a significant contribution towards India's freedom movement. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast widespread rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand to the next 4 days. The very heavy rainfall is also likely today over Himachal Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Jammu and Kashmir, East Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh to the next 2 to 3 days. These conditions will also be present over Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Goa today. India's ace grappler Vinesh Fogart, who stood on the cusp of ultimate glory in the Paris Olympic Games 2024, but has now been disqualified from the competition entirely. Vinesh, who was competing in the 50-kilogram freestyle wrestling category, is out of the competition, having been weighed over the limit for her event. The Indian Olympics Association, IOA, in a statement informed that despite the best efforts by the team through the night, wrestler Vinesh Fogart weighed a few grams over the 50-kilogram limit this morning. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has offered consolation to the wrestler after her disqualification. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the setback is hurtful and is lost for words to express his despair. He added that wrestler Fogart is a champion among champions and India's pride, who is an inspiration for every Indian. Prime Minister Modi also spoke to IOA President P.T. Usha and sought first-hand information in the matter and explored the options India has in the wake of Vinesh's setback. Sources said that Mr. Modi has asked the IOA President to explore the full range of options to help Vinesh Fogart's case. The Prime Minister also asked P.T. Usha to file a strong protest regarding a disqualification if that helps the wrestler. Now, more news from the Paris Olympics.
Today morning in Paris, the Indian contingent woke up to a shock. The Indian Olympic Association announced via a press release that wrestler Vinesh Fogart, sterling in her performances yesterday, has been disqualified before the final of the 50kg freestyle event in the evening. Fogart had, according to the release, failed to make weight, weighing in a few grams over the limit during the official weigh-in. This despite she and her staff working overnight to reduce the extra weight. Fogart had made the weight yesterday and fought brilliantly to become the first Indian woman wrestler to make an Olympics final. But latest developments suggest she will be going home without a medal in what is a cruel, cruel blow. In other sports, Tokyo Olympics medalist weightlifter Saikho Mirabai Chanu will be hoping to win her second Olympics medal in the 49kg category in the evening, while Avinash Sable will be competing in a historic final on the athletics arena as the first Indian taking part in the 3000m steeplechase final, also in the evening. Indian athletes are currently in action in sports ranging from athletics to golf to table tennis. Another highly touted wrestler, Antim Panghal, will be in action in the 53kg pre-quarterfinals today. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting from Paris for Akashvani.
Double Olympic medalist and star Indian shooter Manu Bhakar returned to India today. She received an overwhelming welcome by her fans and officials of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital this morning.
So now when I look back at all the struggles, all the hard times that I went through, especially the Tokyo phase, I feel like everything was worth it. And now I have these two medals, these two beautiful piece of medals around my neck to be able to move on from that and look forward to what the future has to offer for me in the coming years.
In cricket, host Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bat against India in the third and final one-day international at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. The match will start at 2:30 p.m. IST. Sri Lanka are leading the series 1-0 after winning the second ODI by 32 runs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu reaches Auckland on a 3-day state visit to New Zealand. Government aims to take IT industry to Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities of the country to ensure every citizen gets benefit of IT revolution. CBI takes over probe into deaths of 3 IAS aspirants in flooded basement of a coaching centre in Delhi. In Bangladesh, after major reshuffle in top level of army, new authorities reconstitute police force of the country. IMD forecasts widespread rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand in the next 4 days. India's ace grappler Vinesh Fogart disqualified from Paris Olympics for being overweight by a few grams. And in cricket, host Sri Lanka win the toss and opt to bat against India in the third and final ODI in Colombo. And with that, we end the Midday News.